This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, your channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Nick Arbuckle, the founder and CEO of Viro. It is a revolutionary platform that mitigates the effects of global climate change by tracking the positive impact of your environmentally sustainable lifestyle, creating a culture of sustainability in America's workplace and beyond. And Mr. Arbuckle, thanks for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Eric, I am so glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks so much for joining us as well. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to hearing from you on behalf of Viro. So if you would, for starters, can you share the vision behind your company's climate sustainability tracker and how it aligns with your personal beliefs, first of all? Secondly, what's the core mission of your company and how does it contribute to a more sustainable future? Let's start there.
Oh, absolutely. What I think you're asking is my why. I'd love to tell you about my why and how I came to this place of building Viro, of building, you know, healthy habits of behavior change in the world of sustainability and eco-friendliness. I have always been a longtime, you know, passionate supporter of the earth, of living sustainably. I've always viewed it as living with a healthy mind, body, and earth, all three points. And really, how Viro came to be prior to starting this company, I was a musician. I live in Nashville now. I toured the world playing bass guitar for multiple Grammy Award-winning artists. I've been to many different countries, many different continents, and I truly saw the global effects of pollution and poor air quality in the streets of cities like Beijing, Mexico City, you know, even LA and Detroit. It really just started to weigh on me. I thought, you know, I'm seeing these thousands of people out in the crowd every night. I'm thinking, if I could just inspire these people right here in front of me, this individual action could grow into collective action and could really create systemic change for a better planet and for a better future for everyone.
A great vision right there. I've got to hand it to you, and we certainly appreciate all of your efforts and all that you're doing in the space. Now, in a market with growing interest in sustainability, how does your climate sustainability tracker stand out from similar products or initiatives in the space? And also, what innovative features or technologies does your tracker utilize to motivate individuals to adopt more sustainable lifestyles?
There are other, you know, companies and products that are in a similar lane, but I always like to say we're building a lifestyle. You know, we're not just a mere transactional operation or a gamification. You know, we're not playing Candy Crush with the earth here. It's not about gold stars. It's not about confetti. It's about real impact. And we love to quantify this impact. So with each action that you're able to complete within the app, we have also paralleled that with a quantifiable metric from the EPA, from the Environmental Protection Agency. So if you refill your water bottle, it is 0.4 pounds of pollution reduced. We give our users that number. If they carpool with their friends, there's an equation there of how much carbon emissions they've reduced. And so, like I said, when you're completing an action, when you're living sustainably, we're able to provide a quantifiable metric so that you can see the true impact of your actions, not just merely, you know, moving on to the next level or earning a gold star or seeing some confetti on the screen. But one of the features that we're really pumped about is, you know, AI is such a hot topic these days. We have integrated our own AI technology within the application. So if you've ever done any sort of habit tracking app or activity tracking app, whether it be fitness or daily tasks, you know that you may complete the task throughout the day, but it's sometimes difficult to open up your phone, tap through all the times to prove and to show that you've completed it so that you can close that ring. What we've done is we've enabled AI image detections where machine learning will identify through your camera. You can just open up your camera within the app and it will see that you brought your own bag or that you're in a car with friends or you're riding your bicycle to work. So we've reduced user friction down from 6 taps to complete an action to just 2 taps, opening the app and then opening the camera.
Hey, sounds pretty cool to me. Good stuff there. And also, how do you approach user engagement to encourage long-term behavior change and promote sustainable habits? And also, could you provide an example of how your tracker has successfully motivated users to make meaningful, sustainable choices?
Oh, yes. So we, like I mentioned before, we start with the individual, right? We start with just the person as they're completing their daily habits throughout the day. They're focused on living eco-friendly, but really we love moving from the individual into collective impact, right? So that is the group, that is a community within Viro app. So we have the social features that you would expect from a standard social app. You know, we have the profiles, we have community groups, we have, you know, you can post pictures and share your actions, post your tips and tricks of things you're doing throughout the day. But people are really finding friends, they're finding community in these specific niche groups. You know, the world of sustainability is big. There are recycling fanatics. There are composting fanatics. There are people that are strictly vegan and they love talking about it. They love being a part of it. It is part of who they are, and they are able to find one another on Viro through these community groups that we've built and that they've built themselves. Additionally, to keep them motivated, not only from within, but from the outside, we partner with eco-friendly brands. So eco-friendly brands, they want to get their messaging across. They've built an awesome product that is typically low waste or low impact, and they are constantly searching for their audience. They've plastered their good intentions throughout their branding, but they want their product to find a home with people. So we are connecting our climate-conscious audience with these eco-friendly brands. Some of the brands we've partnered with are Liquid Death. We've partnered with Saps Originals, and we have Allbirds coming up this fall with a big brand partnership where it's not just discounts, it's true rewards where there's free product given away for living sustainably.
Well, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today and introducing Viro to the audience. We're speaking with Mr. Nick Arbuckle, the founder and CEO of Viro, a revolutionary platform that mitigates the effects of global climate change by tracking the positive impact of your environmentally sustainable lifestyle. He's joined us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Nick, how do you collaborate with other organizations or businesses to enhance the user experience and maximize the impact of your climate sustainability tracker? And if you don't mind, elaborate on the rewards the system offers by your company to incentivize sustainable actions and what impact it has had on user engagement. I know that's a lot to take in, but I think you get the drift.
Absolutely. Not only are we partnering with eco-friendly brands and products, but we're working with businesses directly. We're getting into their workplace. We are having conversations with their employees. We're educating them about the world of sustainability, about living eco-friendly and the positive impact that it can make. And then we're also implementing this education through gamified competitions where different departments, different individuals within the organization are using Viro app to compete to reduce carbon pollution. So there's a leaderboard. Think about it, you know, just like a standard competition or a challenge where employees are getting together, they are taking action, they are quantifying their collective impact, and they're just challenging other departments or other employees within their organization. Many organizations are beginning to adopt corporate social responsibility or major social impact initiatives, or just one of the many ways that companies can put their foot forward and making a stance that they support a healthier, thriving, greener planet.
Nick, just one more question before you go. And again, we really do appreciate your time here today. Tell me, what are your company's future plans and goals in terms of expanding the reach and impact of your climate sustainability tracker? And how do you envision your tracker contributing to the more extensive global efforts in combating climate change and promoting sustainability?
Absolutely. Well, you can just log on to the app to see how we're contributing to global sustainability. Our users are very active, not only sharing their stats, but sharing photos, commenting on other posts, rooting each other on, encouraging each other to take daily sustainable actions. And for a long-term vision, the grandiose plan, you know, we pulled this concept of activity tracking out of the fitness playbook. There are many fitness tracking apps. You can think of Strava or the Apple Watch where you close your rings daily. We are building the large umbrella here where people can track their daily life. They can understand their impact and then they can celebrate themselves and others and really find a home for other eco-friendly products that they can use and they can incorporate as part of their daily life.
Again, we really appreciate all your efforts and all you're doing in the space and for joining us here today on behalf of Viro. If you would hit that website where listeners can get further details and also take advantage of your offerings there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I had an absolute blast. Check us out. Our website is www.viro.app. That is V-I-R-O. Check us out on all the socials. And of course, we're in both app stores, Viro, V-I-R-O.
And as always, listeners, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Arbuckle, all the best. And thanks again for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you so much for allowing me and thank you for your time.
And always my pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Nick Arbuckle, the founder and CEO of Viro, a revolutionary platform that mitigates the effects of global climate change by tracking the positive impact of your environmentally sustainable lifestyle. And for all the details, visit Viro.app. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.